guys, and welcome back to this week's podcast, or should I say first podcast for Planet in Vogue. We're going to talk about things that are currently happening on the Earth, whether it's fashion or very hot topics. I'm your co-host, Mallory, and I am here with my co-host,
Laura, who's also Mallory's mom.
Yeah.
You don't have to sound so happy about that.
So our topic that we're going to be focusing a lot on is cancel culture.
Cancel culture.
I know you're familiar on it.
I am.
But just in case for people who out there who aren't familiar, it is an extreme version of calling someone out. So it could be a brand, an individual, organization that may be canceled when, you know, other groups or individuals mm-hmm. are withdrawing their support due to anything that's offensive or actions that have taken place that just aren't.
Exactly.
Okay. Some forms of this could be like boycotting products or social media, like
encouraging
posting
others to boycott the product as well.
And then did you also know that canceling is also a thing of consumer activism?
I didn't.
Yeah. So
good to know.
Yeah. When that takes place, it is causing major harm to brands' financial standings and the whole reputation too.
Absolutely does. It destroys something.
Yeah. And it's honestly crazy that someone's view, even if it's not that bad, it could literally damage a whole company.
Exactly. Like if it's not the popular view of what society deems is, I guess, the end thing.
It's crazy. So I'm going to ask you this. Have you seen like any brands or influencers at some point in your life that have been canceled?
I have. Yes.
Who?
James Charles is one.
Oh.
Do you remember James Charles?
I did. Oh. He faced accusations of grooming and inappropriate behavior with minors and a lot of drama with other influencers.
Yep.
And he was basically dropped. And he lost his makeup brand, the public trust, and followers. And
yes,
he faced a lot of financial stuff.
Did he ever recover from that? I don't even know.
He's trying, but he can't.
But he was never as hot as he was.
Nope.
Also,
we all know the famous Kanye West. Oh, yep. I don't even think we have to mention anything on that. I think the name just stands.
It's kind of just self-explanatory. And right
also,
now, he's been a little busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And then we also have Lizzo.
Wait, back to Kanye? I heard that Elon Musk actually shut off his, what was Twitter, now X.
Who knows? Okay. And then we also have Lizzo, which this one's crazy, that she was accused of bullying allegations and body positivity hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy?
Yeah.
Try that one.
Yeah.
Who was she doing that with, her backup dancers?
She was doing it to everyone, but mainly her backup dancers who have different body types.
So she was body shaming her backup dancers.
Yep, her own dancers.
All right, which is never a good idea.
No. And it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it is.
So we're also going to mention Prada. They also recently, well, not recently, but they did racial insensitivity and blackface imagery in their fashion, but Prada was able to recover, and they went to this issue and they took care of it.
Well,
and
I think that was good, because that was definitely
wasn't gonna happen again.
Definitely not a good idea mm-hmm. on their part to be doing something
so,
like that.
What do you think of cancel culture?
I think it's terrible. I mean, I do think it's too extreme. I really honestly do.
That's
because
how I feel.
Sometimes society deems one thing, it's like very, very popular right now. And if one person has a different opinion or chooses to voice their opinion, even if it's not a harmful way, others, they just don't want to hear it. And they just basically erase you.
That's how, okay, here's where I stand. I agree with you completely. My thing is that also cancel culture is seen as a joke now because it is so overused.
It is.
And it gets to the point now, okay, if something is actually canceled, like how, sorry, that's our dog in the back. If
you
hear
squeaking. Any squeaking, that's Steve Rogers. Not Captain America, he's our
yeah,
dog.
Okay. But like if you're gonna cancel a brand and if it's their first offense, if they've never done anything before, call them out. Tell them what they should do better.
Yeah,
how can they
agreed.
Learn from this? How can you help? But if they have done this over and over again, or if it is their first time and it was so extreme that they had no idea they were doing anything, like they knew until the backlash, I think then that's when you can go ahead and cancel.
Absolutely.
Because how are you not using your brain while thinking this through and doing research?
If they keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Exactly.
But if it's like a first time, like everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah.
You can't just be erased just because you made one mistake.
That's what I said.
Even if it's not like actually a mistake, even if it's just your viewpoint, just because you don't have the same viewpoint as others doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong.
I definitely think just be careful with how you do things. And if you are not too sure, it could be wrong.
Absolutely.
So before we wrap things up, we're going to play a little game. It is called, should they be canceled or called out?
Okay.
So our first one is Balenciaga. They made two ad campaigns that feature children holding a teddy bear that is dressed as BDSM style accessories. If you are not aware with what this is, it is fashion that has leather, harnesses, chokers, chains, restraints that show discipline, dominance, and submission. The other one was court documents related to child exploitation laws. And this has led to many accusations of inappropriate imagery.
So inappropriate.
Yes. People boycotting and criticism. Balenciaga did apologize, remove the ads, took legal action of those involved with the production. I think they're canceled.
Canceled.
Because you were okay with this going out as a company, but now since you got backlash, you're going to take it down.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
was no reason to put it out in the first place.
To put canceled. Children in that. Yeah, absolutely. Canceled.
Second thing is, this just happened this month.
What was that?
Poppy Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, Super Bowl. Go Birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Birds. Go Birds. So the brand Poppy did a marketing campaign and sent branded vending machines to wealthy influencers. Almost everyone labeled the campaign as out of touch, wasteful, and extravagant, suggesting that these could have been placed in allocated, like, places, like shelters, hospitals, schools, teachers' lounge, police, and fire departments for people who can't afford Poppy. The co-founder did address these concerns and said, next, they're just going to put them for events or giveaways. I think they should be called out.
Called out.
Because they didn't know, and if they continue to do this again, canceled.
Yeah, but for right now, called out.
Yeah.
It wasn't second like it's thing the worst is, thing in the world.
Well, third thing, pumpkin spice.
Well, what? Pumpkin spice?
Yes.
No, pumpkin spice cannot be canceled.
So in 2023, the Washington Post made an article that pumpkin spice has violent origins from the colonizer history and the bloody details from the use of nutmeg, cloves, and cinnamon. Some boycott the popular spice. Others mock the notion of being the worst example of cancer culture. I think it should be called out.
Called out.
Just let people know what it is. It's a spice that everyone loves. Simple.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Especially in the fall.
Yeah. And the last thing is the brand Shein.
Oh, Shein.
This is an ongoing investigation. Labor exploitation laws from accused of using sweatshops, poor working conditions, long hours, low wages, and investigations alleges forced labor and supply chains in China. Also, another concern is, of course, the environmental aspect of cheap clothing and producing, well, contributing to textile waste and pollution and overconsumption. Also, they steal designs from other designers.
Mm-mm.
And they have been accused of this and have not been doing anything to do this. So an example of this, they sell Muslim prayer mats for home decor.
Oh, and canceled. I see also swastika necklaces.
Yep.
Yeah, canceled.
Yep,
absolutely.
So just want to wrap this up real quick. That was our podcast. But before we end this, ask yourself a few questions. What did they do?
Have they done this before?
Is it really this bad or intense?
Have they taken accountability?
Have changes been made?
What's the context?
Am I acting on misinformation?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you may cancel someone for something that's not even worth canceling for, but maybe call them out. Do your history. Do the research. Just think before you do anything. So this wraps up this week's podcast. I am your host, Mallory.
And your co-host, Laura.
And we are going to see you guys
next week.